Can something be done to stop the European debt crisis from getting bigger?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. All this week, we're going to help you understand why Greece, the epicenter of the European debt crisis, is such a threat to the world's economy. Over the weekend, leaders in Europe struggled to make progress on a plan that would bolster banks and offer bailout protection for Greece and other countries. And now a Wednesday deadline fast approaches for some sort of definitive plan. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
I know this weekend's summit was supposed to be a big deal. Have Eurozone leaders agreed to anything?
Yes, they did agree that Europe's banks need more capital. So if any of the European governments like Greece do default or do restructure their debt, it won't trigger a European banking collapse. The figure that we're hearing, that's the amount of money that will have to be pumped into the bigger European banks, around $150 billion.
So, Stephen, where is that money going to come from?
From the banks themselves. If they haven't got it, they'll turn to their national governments. Only if the governments can't pump in the money will the banks be able to turn to the European Rescue Fund, which is also going to play a crucial role bailing out European governments so they don't default in the first place. Mm. No agreement yet on how this fund is going to be beefed up, but markets seem to believe agreement will be reached by Wednesday. However, Bob McGee of Independent Strategy thinks the markets are getting ahead of themselves. Investors could be disappointed.
What I'm concerned about is that once they start picking through the details, they might feel that this really doesn't match up to the issues, and we're back where we were before. So the optimism that we see in markets at the moment may not last.
And another big worry for markets, investors who bought Greek government bonds are apparently going to be asked to take a 60 cents on the dollar loss. It's going to be bloody.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London for us. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
By the way, later today on Marketplace, Kai Ryssdal will be in Athens to explain why Greek debt is not as far from our economy as you might think. Let's do the numbers. European markets are mostly higher at the moment. The German DAX is down just a tad. Asian shares jumped today with some good manufacturing news from China and Japan. Wall Street Friday, the Dow gained 267 points to close at 11,808. Later today, movie and TV rental giant Netflix reports earnings. That company is expected to post a profit, even though it's had a rocky few months as it tries to shift its business to streaming. From New York, here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith.
Since announcing a fee hike in July, Netflix has seen its share price drop more than 60%, and it shaved a million people off of its subscriber projections. Media industry analyst Porter Bibb says the company does have the right idea. About 140 million people watch TV on their computers.
The streaming model that Netflix created, that's going to be the way that we all consume movies and television going forward.
Bibb says the trouble is studios and networks are charging more for their movies and TV shows. That puts the squeeze on Netflix's bottom line. At the same time, the studios and networks are developing rival sites.
Content providers are very likely to set up their own businesses rather than give away the store to third-party streamers.
Bibb says Netflix got to the business early, but it's only a matter of time until content creators figure out a solid online business model to oust the middleman. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com.
President Obama is due in Nevada today to unveil some new measures that the White House says will help struggling homeowners. Nevada was hit hard by the housing bust. While Mr. Obama campaigns in the West, Republican candidates wanting to replace him are touting their own economic plans. But Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says lately the specter of politics has tainted the economic debate. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So what do you think of all these Republican plans that are floating around?
Well, to call them ridiculous is to give them more credit than they deserve.
Ridiculous. That's a strong word.
Well, all right, there's Herman Cain's 999 plan, which, when you look at it, turns out to be, according to neutral people, a big tax increase for most of America and a cut for, surprise, the higher income people. There are flat tax things that when the details emerge, you'll discover it's the same thing. It's an increase on lower income people and a decrease for higher income people.
And I mean, is it the same on the opposite side? Is it the same for the Democrats, too? Do they always come out with the same kinds of plans?
Well, now they do. President Obama, having sat there and basically wasted 2 years, is now coming out with plans, none of which will be adopted, which everybody knows. It's all political. And this isn't going anywhere. The 999 and flat tax aren't going anywhere. It's all a political statement.
Was it always like this, Alan? Or I mean, decades ago, did candidates run on realistic and I don't know, feasible economic platforms that eventually could happen or would get enacted?
Well, the obvious one would be Reagan, who ran on a plan that seemed ridiculous when he did it. They ran on a tax cut program, but when they were in power, they in fact increased taxes because it was the thing to do. Clinton, if you remember, promised a middle-class tax cut, whatever that meant. Then after he was inaugurated, realized the numbers didn't work and said, well, we're not going to do this. I think there might have been more realism than there is now. And then there was Bush, who actually did what he said he would do and then kept doing it and helped get us into this big hole. It's a wonderful system.
All right. Well, we'll see how all these play out in the election cycle. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, here's a car for sale in the Boston area. 1978 Chevy Corvette, 25th anniversary edition. All original parts, including the new car sticker on the window. See, the original owner bought the Vette brand new, then drove it into a barn and never used it again. It has 13 miles on it. Some added options, a lot of dust from 33 years, and a factory-installed CB radio. Good buddy. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
By now, you've heard all kinds of explanations of the European debt crisis, but I guarantee you, you've never heard it this way.
Well, I'm thinking of Oedipus, and I'm reminded of Oedipus as a kind of a Eurozone.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Marketplace in Athens. Next time on the broadcast, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.